From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Migrants overwhelm Croatia. Croatian leaders have put the army on alert after crowds of migrants scuffled with police along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. Croatia became the latest pressure point in the migrant crisis after Hungarian riot police used tear gas and water cannon Wednesday to turn back people at that country's border with Serbia. Meanwhile, the European Parliament backed a plan to distribute 120,000 refugees among European Union member countries in an effort to relieve overcrowding in EU border nations that are the first stops for migrants seeking asylum. Chilean officials say the death toll rose to 10 from a powerful 8.3 magnitude earthquake late Wednesday that triggered a widespread tsunami warning. The quake, which shook northern and central Chile, was centered about 500 kilometers north of the capital, Santiago. It was felt across South America and as far away as Buenos Aires on the opposite side of the continent. The head of Burkina Faso's new ruling council says the president and prime minister are safe in military custody and will soon be released. Brigadier General Gilbert Diendéré told VOA the military staged the coup because the country's political process was biased and that he will start a political dialogue to include all parties. Burkina Faso is scheduled to hold presidential elections on October 11th. That date is now in limbo. At least three people were reported killed, that occurring as young protesters were attempting to gather near the presidential palace in Ouagadougou. The U.S. Embassy is saying that roadblocks have been put up across the city. This is VOA News.